A star twinkles in an inky blue sky. We drift through clouds and over a tall castle topped with a flag. Fireworks blossom behind tall pinnacles. A sparkling trail of pixie dust arcs over the castle. Walt Disney Pictures. A starburst of light silhouettes a title, Space Buddies. Our view drifts through a starfield to a space station outfitted with solar panels. A cratered moon looms in the distance. Light shines from a window in the bulky station. Inside, we glimpse a white dog in an astronaut uniform. A black spot surrounds the Bull Terrier's left eye. He talks to us.
Dreams are like stars. You can't touch them, but if you follow them, they will lead you to your destiny. I used to dream of being the first dogmanaut to walk on the moon. And now I dream of going home to my boy Sasha.
A snapshot shows a boy in overalls and a hat hugging the Bull Terrier. The dog gazes out at Earth. A Russian flag patch stands out on the dog's orange spacesuit. Now we fly toward the marbled planet. We zoom through the clouds toward the streets and neighborhoods on the ground. Nighttime. A stone Buddha sculpture borders steps leading to a one-story home. On the back porch, a boy peers through a telescope. A golden retriever puppy sits on a doggy bed beside him. The boy presses one eye to the telescope, staring at the full moon.
It's incredible.
The brown-eyed puppy perks up.
You two astronauts need to get some sleep. You got a big day ahead tomorrow, Sam.
It's gonna be the coolest. I've never seen a real spaceship before.
Sam's mom smiles. He turns to the puppy.
I wish you could come too. But I've already asked school like 12 times. No pets.
The puppy glances at the sky. Sam looks too.
Look, a shooting star, Buddha. Make a wish.
Sam and Buddha close their eyes.
I wish to one day touch the moon.
Sam, honey, come to bed.
Good night, Buddha.
Sam picks up a model rocket and heads inside.
Launch!
Buddha mutters to himself.
That all your dreams come true.
Buddha peers into the telescope at the moon. Morning. Wearing his backpack, Sam walks outside with Buddha.
Sorry you can't come, Buddha. Namaste.
Not to worry. I have a plan of my own.
Buddha scrambles down the steps. In another house, a girl with blonde hair grabs a backpack and blows an air kiss to her dog.
Catch!
The dog jumps up.
Bye, Rosebud!
Buddha approaches a doggy door.
Rosebud, where are you?
She comes outside.
Come on, sis. I got a plan for a rainy day field trip.
Gross! No way I'm going out in that rain. It'll wreck my fur do.
Come on, let's go!
Wearing a pink bow on her head, Rosebud follows Buddha. In another house, a golden retriever puppy wears a football uniform.
Okay, Butterball, see you after school, big fella.
The dog's owner grabs a briefcase. A chef brings Butterball a dog bowl stuffed with hot dogs.
Oh, sweet mama.
Buddha and Rosebud race up to a window at Butterball's house.
Psst, Butterball. We're on a journey of ginormous proportions.
I'm about to eat some ginormous proportions myself. I'll see you guys later.
Butterball, there's no time for breakfast.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Come on.
Oh, bother.
At another house, a retriever pup turns on a boombox radio. A brown-haired boy does a hip-hop dance. With his paw, the puppy turns a dial back and forth. He jumps up and down, dancing with his owner.
A little
they glide backwards. The puppy rolls on the floor, tummy in the air. They spin on the floor. The boy grabs his backpack.
Dog, I got a field trip today.
He leaves the house. Buddha, Rosebud, and Butterball run to the house and slip through the doggy door. They find B-Dog rolling on his back.
B-Dog!
Ooh!
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Pshaw, you didn't scare me. I was just busting a new move. What's the hip-hop happening, home dogs?
We're not really sure, but Buddha sure is excited about it.
All I can say is it's gonna be a blast. We'll put the red ball in Buddha's doggy bowl.
The dogs scamper off.
Let's go!
At another house, a muddy pup sneaks inside and shakes off his fur. His young owner frowns.
You gotta have a B-A-T-H before Mom and Dad see you.
B-A-T-H? You just spelled the B word.
He bolts.
Mud Bud, come back.
The muddy pup stops near a white couch.
Dude, step away from the couch.
Mud Bud climbs onto the cushions. The boy and his mom stare at him. Mud Bud shakes his fur and mud flies everywhere. It sprays the boy and his mom and splatters on the walls. Outside, Buddha and his pals arrive. They find Mudbud locked in a cage. His owner's mom works at the kitchen counter.
Looks like he got a timeout.
When it rains, Mudbud gets grounded. He's a repeat offender.
Remember the time I sampled the Thanksgiving turkey? I got a serious timeout for that, too.
Sample schmample. You ate the whole Butterball turkey, dog.
It's kind of embarrassing to be named after a turkey.
Guys, what about Mudbud?
The boy's mom strides to another room. The pups enter the house through a window. They gather around Mudbud's cage.
Am I ever glad to see you, dudes?
Shh, I gotta jimmy the lock. Come on, you guys. We gotta hurry, we might miss it.
B-Dog opens the latch and Mudbud and the other pups squeeze out through the window.
Watch it, dude.
Move over, guys.
Outside.
Hurry, there's not a minute to spare.
Mudbud rolls in dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Mudbud. We gotta go.
At school.
Come along, people. The launch won't wait on us if we're tardy now, will it?
The window of opportunity is upon us. Let's seize it.
The pups climb up a heap of backpacks, boarding the bus through its back door. The bus pulls away.
We are the one lucky Fernfield class who is going to see a real-life spaceship launch!
So that's where you're taking us, Buddha? Surprise!
Vision Enterprises is going to make space travel available to anyone.
I'm in bags lunch heaven. Oh, Mama.
Butterball, quiet.
Butterball noses around in a bag and retrieves a sandwich. Next, he finds a slice of pizza. The teacher sneezes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my allergy to dander is really acting up.
Butterball holds a pudding cup. The bus passes a sign. Welcome to Fernfield, where everything is possible. At Vision Enterprises, a sandy-haired man buttons his blazer. A furry ferret climbs up his sleeve and peeks out his breast pocket.
Ready, Gravity? Let's go do this, old buddy.
The man joins several men in suits in mission control. A window looks out onto a sleek spacecraft.
On behalf of everyone at Vision Enterprises, we would like to thank you for your continued support on the Vision One project. And gentlemen, we give you the Vision One spacecraft.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
A colleague removes a price tag from the sandy-haired man's blazer.
The Vision One, the design is an amalgamation of an air travel vehicle and a space design rocket. The vehicle will comfortably carry 2 pilots and 4 passengers into space. The Vision One will land on the moon, permitting our customers the opportunity to walk on the surface. Hi, Finkel.
Dr. Finkel, nice of you to join us.
Of course.
Finkel shakes hands, then his assistant gives him hand sanitizer.
It is my pleasure, Mr. Wolfson. Until you fail, and I take over, of course.
Gravity, behave.
I don't know what's more unsettling, that you accessorize with that brainless rodent, or that you converse with it, too.
I like ferrets. I've never been terribly fond of rats or weasels. Nothing personal.
Well, out with the old, in with the new, as they say. Let's get on with it. Carl, why is a cappuccino not touching my lips? Don't speak.
Let me introduce you to some members of our team.
Finkel secretly accesses controls with the USB key.
Slats Bentley is our flight dynamics officer. He will give you some details on today's mission.
Executing override sequence.
Approximately 4 days to get to the moon and back.
Finkel smirks at a control panel.
Surface, we'll stay for 30 minutes, then relaunch back into space and head back home.
Over here. This is Astro Spalding. She is our pilot for the mission.
The pilot aboard Vision 1 will be flying the spacecraft using a Vectra system, a vision-enabled control technology response array.
She puts on goggles.
Systems will be controlled with the blink of an eye. It just scans your retina. It's all hands-free.
I thought there were no life forms on this mission, not even a pilot.
Astro will remotely pilot Vision 1 from mission control. Ultimately, when we begin commercial travel, the remote system will serve as a backup in the event of a malfunction or a pilot illness or...
Sir, yes. There's been a break in the weather.
Oh, well, excuse us, gentlemen. This is our big moment.
Dr. Finkel, could you check and see if the tour group has arrived, and then greet them, and then help the kids if they have any questions?
Certainly, Mr. Wolfson.
Thanks.
Outside, the school bus arrives. The teacher steps down to the ground.
Hey, people, off the bus! Don't forget your lunches!
The kids run out, knocking her down. Finkel intercepts them.
Stop right here, kids. Welcome to Vision Enterprises. Everyone in. Don't touch anything.
We don't want to miss the lunch. This way.
All the pups scramble over the teacher, one by one. Finkel leads the kids into mission control.
Again, please refrain from touching anything with your hands, you slimy little germ-infested creatures. Okay. Our goal here at Vision Enterprises, for some reason, is to make space travel accessible for everyone, including the family pet.
The pups run in.
Let's hide over there, dudes.
Quiet, they'll hear us.
Sam stands on a scanner.
Scanning.
Ship the Vision.
Wow. It's truly
amazing. Human boy.
This is awesome.
A door opens and a blue spacesuit slides out. Hiding, the pups watch the tour.
See, we have some specifically designed spacesuits.
Sam wears a suit. Finkel spots him.
Them and do whatever you'd like. Excuse me.
Huh?
Please step away from the circle. That device scans a life form and determines the right size suit for it. It is highly sophisticated, so please step away.
Can I get a picture with the suit?
No, you cannot have a picture with the suit. Please, just take it off immediately.
Sam blinks away tears.
All right, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. You can keep the suit on. You've probably already contaminated it. Just come back to the group. Children, this portion of the tour is over. Please follow me. Thank you. Excuse me.
Finkel leads the kids to another room. The dogs eye the spacesuits.
Check out the fly gear.
Oh my gosh. These outfits are so to die for.
Rosebud wanders over to the device.
Rosebud, where are you going?
She stands on the scanner.
Device on. Scanning.
Wow.
Canine. Puppy.
A puppy spacesuit slides out.
Whoa, dudes.
She climbs into it.
Will one of you boys zip me up?
Butterball zips up the zipper with his teeth.
Yo, I gotta try this.
Scanning.
the other dogs get scanned. Later, they all wear blue spacesuits.
So, how do I look?
Like our sister in a spacesuit.
I know I look tight.
Mine's a little too tight. Someone give me a paw.
Don't pull his paw!
Butterball's suit puffs up.
Check it. It's the Goodyear blimp.
He waddles off. Later, a door slides open. The five pups face the Vision One. Words painted on the tarmac read, Launch Pad.
Let's go see the spacecraft up close.
Golly gosh, maybe we can stop at the launch pad for a snack, if it's on the way.
Butterball, that says Launch Pad.
The five buddies trot out to the spacecraft. Their blue spacesuits cover the tips of their tails. They bound toward a ramp leading to the sleek white spacecraft shaped like an airplane. They pass a few engineers dressed in white jumpsuits. Now the sandy-haired man directs mission control. Finkel and the kids observe from an elevated glass booth.
Oxidizer loading is complete.
And voila, the spacecraft.
T-minus 3 minutes to launch.
Sam gazes at the launch pad.
Wow. I wish Budu was here to see this.
The puppies eye the ramp leading on board the spacecraft.
Let's just take a quick look inside. Then we'll come back and watch the launch.
Do you think it's safe?
You never know how deep a puddle is until you jump in.
Huh?
Mudbud spots a puddle.
I'll be right back.
He rolls in it.
Seriously, dog? What does a puddle have to do with the spaceship?
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah!
Come on, let's go!
The dogs scramble up into the Vision One. In the cockpit, six seats face a window and controls.
Whoa, it's amazing.
I would have blinged it out a little more.
I call shotgun.
The pups hop onto the blue leather seats. At mission control, the countdown continues. The sandy-haired man whispers to Gravity, his ferret.
Wish us luck.
On the spacecraft, Butterball spots a lunch machine.
Lunch-o-matic.
Okay, guys, we've seen the ship. We better go.
B-Dog puts on the Vectra goggles.
Check out these retro shades.
Dude, you shouldn't be touching those.
I could fly this thing no problem. Piece of cake.
Yeah, there's cake. Ooh, donut. But I think I'll start with the chili cheese dog. Then steak. And finish with a bean burrito.
No beans!
Butterball taps a button on the lunch-o-matic. A wrapped package slides out.
Hey, this does not look like a chili cheese dog.
At mission control.
All systems diagnostics check. I want to go or no go for launch.
An engineer shuts the spacecraft door.
Guys, someone just closed the door.
Airlock door closed.
Airlock door secured.
Copy that.
Launch platform activated.
Are we moving?
Dudes, this is not good.
B-Dog, what did you press?
I didn't press anything.
Boosters.
Go flight.
Butterball, my instincts are telling me you should take a seat.
And fast.
But I was just getting to dessert.
Hurry.
Fido.
It's a go.
Butterball struggles to hoist himself onto his seat. At mission control.
Guidance and navigation.
Go.
Propulsion and trajectory.
Everything's a go, sir. That bird is ready to fly.
The launch platform rises, aiming to the sky.
Vision one in launch position.
We are a go for launch.
The kids watch.
We're go for auto sequence.
Start, sir.
T-minus 30 seconds and counting.
The rocket engine glows.
Guys, I hear a low rumbling sound.
Hey, don't look at me.
Guys, I think we might be going on a road trip.
Restraints activated.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
4, 3,
2, 1, and ignition.
The Vision 1 takes off.
Gravity, we have liftoff.
The sandy-haired man and his team watch the spacecraft soar into the clouds, emitting a trail of exhaust. The kids cheer. With a sly smile, Finkel claps and nods to his assistant, Carl. Division 1 races straight up into the sky. Butterball's ears stick out.
I should be more down to earth. Why didn't I listen?
Division 1 zooms into space. At mission control, the sandy-haired man, Wolfson, and the scientists watch a monitor.
Leaving Earth's atmosphere.
On board the spacecraft.
That was a radical ride.
I don't recommend liftoff on a full stomach.
That was heavenly.
They drift far above Earth. A monitor on the dashboard shows their position. A message appears.
Zero gravity.
B-Dog taps a control.
Huh?
Restraints released.
The seat restraints lift up and the dogs float, paws dangling in the air.
I'm floating like a balloon.
What's happening?
Zero gravity.
Buddha floats upside down.
This is out of this world. Literally.
This is incredible.
You can say that again. Even I'm lighter than a feather.
This is off the chain, dog. I could slam dunk in space.
A monitor on the armrest shows a button labeled Activate Graviton Reverser. Buddha taps it with his paw.
Good.
The pups fall. Butterball sprawls on the floor.
Hey, I thought we were always supposed to land on our feet.
Who turned off that zero grav stuff?
At mission control.
Warning, fuel low.
Sir, I don't like what I see. Somehow we are short a quarter of our fuel supply.
Fuel low.
Oh, first things first, identify the source of the problem.
Well, I know what the problem is. Tank 3 was never completely filled. The registries were blank. It doesn't make any sense.
She'll never make it to the moon and back with that kind of shortage.
Finkel comes over.
It pains me to say this, but I don't think we have any other option here but to abort the mission.
Gravity the ferret wriggles his nose. His sandy-haired owner frowns.
Astro, how much time before we have to abort?
Approximately 10 hours, sir.
Good, stay on course. We have some time to solve this, people. I need solutions.
Buddha, I'm home.
Around town, the kids return from school.
Buddha?
Your feet off! I'm back in the crib! Let's bust some moves!
Rosebud! Come on, let's go get a mani pedi and a blow dry. Rosebud?
Butterball, I have your favorite dinner.
Butterball?
Mudbud's owner finds his cage empty.
Knew we shouldn't have made him take a bath.
On the Vision 1, Rosebud looks out the window. On Earth, clouds swirl over
oceans. I think we're getting further and further away from home.
And further away from dinner.
I take full responsibility.
Buddha looks down sadly. At mission control.
Sir, I think we may have finally figured out a solution.
Great. Well, I knew you would. Nice work. Let's hear it.
Okay, we think that we can refuel at the old Russian research space station.
Well, the space station disintegrated into the Earth's atmosphere like years ago.
Well, yeah, but you said to check everything, so I checked everything, including the conspiracy websites which said the station still in space.
The reason that no one has been able to find the space station is because it's not in its original position. Somehow it has gotten out beyond geostationary orbit.
And one of the Russian cosmonauts, he survived, and he's still living on board alone.
Incoming communication.
Hold on.
A video link.
Yuri, this is Slats from Vision Enterprises. Do you read me?
American Blue Jeans, cocktail, how are you?
Look, I'm confirming that you do have fuel and are able to assist our spacecraft.
Of course I have fuel, my comrade.
Yuri, this is Pi. I am the spacecraft's designer and mission flight director. In exchange for the 3,000 pounds of fuel, I would like to offer...
No, comrade. In return for the fuel, forget everything. My location, forget it. Consider that information gone. Kabooey. Okie-dokie, pumpkin pie.
You have our word.
On board the Russian research space station, Yuri turns to the Bull Terrier.
So, we are going to have visitors, Bootleg. Don't worry, old pal. I promise not to tell anyone about us, so we are free to live peacefully in space forever and ever and ever.
The shaggy-haired, bearded cosmonaut conducts music with a baton. The Vision 1 flies toward the station.
Dudes, what is this place?
Whatever it is, it's getting closer.
I hope it's not an alien's house. Not that I'd be scared or anything. I hope it's a Denny's. I could sure go for a moon's over my hammy right about now.
Okay, Yuri, are you ready to receive the spacecraft? Over.
Never been so ready in all of my life. Come and get it, Rhinestone Cowboy.
All right,
On the research station, Sputnik watches out a window as Vision 1 approaches.
Let's switch from autopilot to remote pilot.
Switching now, sir. Astro, she's all yours.
Astro puts on the goggles.
Remote pilot engaged, sir.
The Vision 1 glides up beside the station. Astro uses the goggles to maneuver the craft sideways.
Okay, Yuri, we're locked in. We can begin fueling.
Roger, Yankee Doodle!
Astro puts away the Vectra goggles. On the research station, Yuri climbs down a ladder to a lower level.
Okay.
He lifts a hatch, takes out a long hose with a nozzle, and carries it along a passageway. In mission control, Pi and Slats exchange a look. On board, Yuri fits the nozzle to a pipe and heads back. On the Vision 1, Buddha waits with his buddies.
We should explore and broaden our horizons. Broaden our horizons? We're lost in space, dog! I think our horizons are broad enough.
Yuri turns a valve.
I ain't going nowhere. Good call, bro. If there's an alien intruder, we'll need someone to defend the spaceship.
The puppies hurry out, leaving B-Dog.
Did you say aliens? Guys? Come on,
On the research station, the hose puffs up with fuel.
Okay.
Yuri shuts the hatch and climbs back to the upper level. A portal slides open and the dogs run down the passageway. They hop over the hose.
Come on, follow me. Tibbs, where are we going? Dogs, hold up!
On the video link.
Okay, the gas is pumping like an American discotheque.
All right, well, we get our 3,000 pounds of fuel. We're going to the moon.
Now, B-Dog looks through the portal leading into the research station. He steps on board. He pads through the dimly lit station.
What is this place? Huh?
Sputnik lurks in the dark.
It's an alien!
That's B-Dog. He's in trouble.
The pups race down a passageway.
You don't want to eat me. I'm all scrawny and bony.
He points to Butterball.
Eat him! He has plenty of meat on his bones. Ah!
Sputnik steps out of the shadows.
No, I am no alien. Though I suppose if I stay in space any longer, I may qualify. The name's Sputnik.
We're the buddies. The pup in the chicken suit is B-Dog. The dirty dude is Mudbud. The Zen pup is Buddha. And Rosebud is our little sis. Oh, and me. I'm Butterball. And I'm starving.
Nice to meet you. I'm a Russian dogmonaut.
We kind of got on the ship by accident. And now, we have no idea where we are.
Well, you're aboard the RRSS, the old Russian research space station. You want me to show you around?
Follow me.
The pups follow Sputnik into a module full of plants.
In this module, we have our garden, where we grow all our food in space. The added benefit is the plants filter out CO2 gas and produce oxygen. And we also use them to create fuel for the station.
They all peer through a round porthole window. Outside, solar panels extend like wings.
Now this joint is off the chain insane, cuz...
Well, yes, we've been off the orbital grid for quite some time, if that's what you mean. Over here, we have our solar panels, which produce all our energy.
So you can keep the stereo pumping 24/7. That's wicked.
Sputnik putters over to a door and presses a button with his paw.
Right over here is the kitchen.
The steel door slides up.
My favorite room in the house.
Butterball opens the refrigerator and digs through piles of plastic bags.
Where's the beef?
Mudbud eyes liquid bubbling in beakers and tubes on a countertop.
Dude, what is that?
Space juice.
Hey, ew, it stinks. Who'd want to drink that?
Well, Yuri seems to like it. And we use it for fuel.
Who's Yuri?
He's the Russian cosmonaut I live with up here.
How long have you been up here, dude?
Not really sure. It's all one long night in space. I was only supposed to be on the station for a 6-month mission, but I'm sure it's been years and years.
Sputnik! Sputnik! Where has my little pappy gone? Sputnik!
Yuri climbs down a ladder and spots the visitors. He does a Russian dance.
Can you believe it, Sputnik? Our American comrades have given us a surprise gift. 5 fluffy puppies to keep us company here in space. Spasibo, thank you.
He doesn't understand, Sputnik. We're not staying long. Where that spaceship goes, we go.
All right, come on, Sputnik. Good. We will finish refueling and then we will celebrate.
Dude, you have to help us.
Sputnik putters off with Yuri.
Svidaniya.
Yuri kicks a button, closing the steel door.
Dudes, we've been hoodwinked.
You're telling me, okay, this food is all vegetables.
Now what?
At mission control.
We'll be ready to leave in less than 30 minutes.
The sooner we can get refueled and get away from this bucket of bolts, the happier I will be.
The Vision 1 craft remains connected to the sprawling space station. Inside the station, the hose begins to leak, dribbling fuel onto the floor. Yuri makes a toast to Sputnik.
To life in space, for eternity and forever. And to you, Sputnik, a spaceman's best friend. And to the new Pappy Pappies, we will live together as a happy family till the end.
Yuri drinks from his glass.
Ah!
Sputnik nudges the arm of an old record player. It falls onto a record.
You want to get the dancing started? That's a good idea, Sputnik. Let's get jiggle with it.
Yuri dances, doing squats and kicks. At mission control, Pi, Astro, Slats, and Wolfson frown.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's flying with a full jetpack.
He's crazy.
Sputnik plays another record.
Another, you party animal? I am sorry, old pal. I am poop. All right, one more. Okay, this is a good one.
In Yuri's kitchen, the dogs push Butterball on a cart toward the door.
Dudes, I saw the Jamaican bobsled team do this. 3, 2, 1, push!
Ah! Wait, guys! I've changed my mind!
Ow! They pull him back, leaving a puppy-shaped dent in the door.
I told you guys this was a bad idea.
The dog's down for the count. What a shame, because these space nachos are gnarly.
Huh? Space Nachos?
He's okay.
Now, Sputnik pushes a button on the record player. The record speeds up and Yuri dances faster. In the control room, Pi takes a seat.
These are going to be the longest 11 minutes of my life.
Yuri staggers into his chair.
Boy, kapoy. Yuri is knicker-knacker. Sputnik, you know Yuri. Too much dancing, Yuri. Too much sleepy.
Sputnik opens a music box. Inside, a toy ballerina spins around.
But it's nice. Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Sputnik fetches a toy teddy bear and brings it to Yuri.
Oh, that's nice. Little Yuri. It's very nice. Oh, Sputnik. My blankie.
Yuri cuddles his bear in his blankie.
Maybe Yuri take 40 blinks. Just until the refueling is done.
Sputnik heads out as Yuri sleeps. At mission control, Astro and Slats roll their eyes. In Yuri's kitchen.
Huh? Quick, it's Yuri! Hi!
The American pups dash behind equipment and into an overturned bin of vegetables. The door opens. Sputnik peers into the kitchen.
Buddies, where are you?
Sputnik.
Steam shoots from the fuel pipes.
Sir, I'm showing that the tanks are full, but the pressure is building.
What happened to the crazy cosmonaut?
He's asleep.
Yuri, this is,
Vision Enterprises, do you hear me?
This is my last chance to go home to my boy Sasha. The station is falling apart anyhow, and Yuri's plan is to go down with his ship.
Can you hear me? Wake up!
Yuri is just having a little kid in there.
Can I hitch a ride home with you guys?
For shizzle, dog!
As the other dogs hurry off, Butterball stays behind. He eyes the packets of food.
I hope I never need it, but better safe than sorry.
At mission control.
Refueling is complete. Can we disconnect the ship?
Yuri sees the dogs on a monitor.
What? The puppies are loose! You American dog napper!
Yuri hits a button.
Oh no, the station is going into lockdown! Yuri's onto us.
Dudes, I say we make like a bread truck and haul buns!
The pups run off. Still in the kitchen, Butterball grabs a packet of food. Fuel spurts from the hose, and a needle on a gauge moves into the red zone. Rosebud presses a button and the door to the Vision 1 opens. Sputnik retrieves a helmet, carrying it in his teeth. As the others enter the small white craft, Yuri chases Butterball through the space station. The puppy drops the packet of food and scoots under the door.
You guys, where's Butterball?
He stares at the food on the other side of the door.
We can't leave without him.
You know our motto, dudes. No pup left behind.
Butterball,
hurry
up. Come on.
Not without my broccoli.
Butterball grabs the food and takes off. Yuri tries to open the door. He presses buttons.
God.
No, please don't take away my fluffy puppy pup.
Wait a second. Is he talking about puppies?
He's got more screws loose than the space station.
Another door slides shut, trapping Yuri.
No. Come back. You cannot leave. You cannot take my gift away from me.
I think he might be trying to Shanghai the Vision 1. Enact emergency evacuation measures.
Yuri hits a button. On Vision 1, Butterball tries to hop into his seat. Yuri hits a control box with a wrench.
Let's detach from the station now.
Copy that.
Sparks from the control box drop onto the spilled fuel.
That's not good.
Fire rips through the space station as the Vision 1 safely detaches. A fireball chases Yuri through the station. He dives into a pod and shuts the door just in time. From the Vision One, the pups watch fire consume the space station.
Ew, it's coming apart!
Yuri's pod zips away from the fire.
Wow! That's the Cosmopolt escape vessel! He made it!
The pod spins as it jets through space. At Mission Control, a monitor message reads, RRSS destroyed.
Signal lost. Detonation detected. RRSS destruction confirmed.
Nighttime. The dog's owners meet outside the Fernfield Community Town Hall.
You guys find anything?
Nope. Haven't seen hide nor fur of them.
Don't worry. We'll find them.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On board the Vision One, the dogs sit in their seats.
Are you ready to go home, Sputnik?
Buddies, we are not heading to Earth. The coordinates show we're going to the moon.
The moon?
The ship is being controlled from Earth. Yes, it seems as though it is taking us to the moon.
Lights glow on the small craft as it heads toward the moon. At home, Buddha's owner Sam sits up in bed. Holding a model of the Vision One, he glances up at the moon through his window. His mom comes in.
I'm sure Buddha and the other buddies are out there on some wonderful adventure.
I feel like he's a million miles away.
I know, sweetie. We'll find him. Yeah, let's get some sleep now.
Wearing his spacesuit, Sam lies down under the covers. His mom gently strokes his head, then she turns out the light. Sam gazes up at the moon. Craters pockmark its surface. He blinks sleepily.
Come home soon.
The Vision One approaches the moon. Inside the spacecraft, the puppies snooze in their seats. B-Dog still wears the special vector glasses. A sparkly letter B hangs on a silver chain around his neck. Rosebud looks over at Sputnik.
Sputnik, are you awake?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I was thinking about my boy Sasha. I hope he's still waiting for me.
On Earth, snow falls as a boy climbs up on a stepladder beside a statue of Sputnik. Wearing a coat, boots, and a knit hat, Sasha uses a handkerchief to wipe snow from the dog's head. Wearing a spacesuit, the statue sits on a pedestal. Back on Vision One, Sputnik remains awake as the other pups snooze. The craft speeds closer to the moon. At Mission Control, Slats traces Vision One's path on a monitor.
We are nearing lunar orbit, sir.
Pi squints at a large monitor.
Let's get ready to initiate landing procedure.
Switch from autopilot to remote, Astro, please.
I'm now in control of the ship and prepared to land.
Surface of the moon, here we come.
Astro wears her Vectra glasses. The dogs wake up. At B-Dog's seat, a screen reads deactivate nightshades.
What was that?
B-Dog touches the screen.
Nightshade deactivated.
The cabin brightens.
Ah! The Death Star!
B-Dog, it's the moon. It looks a lot bigger up here than when we used to howl at it from home.
Oh, goodness. All the blue cheese a fella can eat.
We are heading for it. And fast. Buckle up, guys.
Sputnik taps a screen.
Restraints activated.
B-Dog taps his screen.
Onboard Vectra activated.
Whoa, weird.
Wait, this is unbelievable. I've lost control of the ship.
Talk to me.
I don't know. Somehow the onboard Vectra system has overridden the remote pilot.
B-Dog's Vectra glasses activate.
B-Dog, what are you doing?
The Vision One spins out of control.
Stop the spinning!
1,000 feet and gaining speed, sir.
If we don't get control soon and adjust our course, the Vision One's a goner.
We got another spin cycle!
Slats, time.
57 seconds till impact.
Ah, we're going in circles!
Sputnik puts on Vectra glasses.
This is a highly advanced piloting system.
The Russian pup levels off the Vision's course.
There we go.
Yeah, I could have done that. Just need a little practice, that's all.
That was furry.
Good job, Sputnik.
Oh, thanks, Rosebud. But I'm turning it over to the experts.
Remote pilot engaged.
Whoa, yes, I have control back.
How?
I have no idea, sir. I'm just going with it.
Something very strange is happening up there.
The Vision 1 closes in on a crater.
Okay, initiate lunar landing procedure.
Okay, we're at 400 feet.
Gravity the ferret watches the monitor as the craft descends.
200. Astro easy. 100 and counting.
Landing gear lowers from the bottom of the spacecraft.
50 feet.
Down.
Yes! We're on the moon.
Yes.
Finkel scowls and Carl, his assistant, cheers. Yes. Wolfson hugs Pi. Slats gives Astro a thumbs up. On the Vision 1, the dogs stare out the front window at the lunar landscape.
Wow, the moon.
Buddies, are you ready to go for the walk of your lives?
Good idea, because I gotta take a whiz or something fierce.
Well, let's suit up.
A ramp extends to the ground.
Wait a second. The system shows the airlock door is opening.
Sputnik and the other dogs wear helmets, boots, and backpacks. They plod down the ramp. Buddha and Sputnik reach the end of the ramp first.
Sputnik, you go first.
Sputnik steps onto the moon.
One small step for dog, one giant leap for dog kind.
Walking in single file, the puppies follow Sputnik. At Mission Control, Astro peers at a camera feed from Vision 1.
Sir, you gotta take a look at this.
Pi stares at a grainy image of six figures at the end of the ramp.
What?
Gravity lifts his head.
I have no idea, sir.
There's some sort of four-legged creature surrounding the ship.
Sir, I think we've discovered alien life forms.
Okay, Chuck, zoom in on that, would you?
Roger.
A closer view appears.
I don't think it's cheese, but I don't even care. This is the first time in my life I haven't been hungry.
Thank you, buddies, for making dreams come true.
If they are extraterrestrial beings, why are they wearing Vision Enterprises spacesuits?
The dogs amble away from the spacecraft.
Open up the communication line on their helmets. It appears we have canine stowaways?
Oh, so maybe Yuri wasn't so crazy after all. Those look like puppies.
And they're walking on the moon.
With bouncy steps, the dogs trek across the gray surface.
We're walking on the moon!
Whoa! Amazing!
B-Dog walks backwards.
Check it, I'm doing the moonwalk. Totally awesome!
Whoa! This is so cool!
Sputnik takes small leaps, gliding through the air as his paws swish back and forth. The other dogs glide too. Their tails wag. At Mission Control, Wolfson furrows his brow.
How does something like this happen? And more importantly, how on earth are we going to bring them home?
Yeah, leaving five puppies on the moon, it's not real good for PR.
No, it is certainly not. We could run an ad campaign. Let me see. Fly with us. We launched six poor, innocent puppies into space and then bid them farewell for eternity.
The bottom line is, we can't leave them there.
How do you plan on coaxing a bunch of moronic animals into a spacecraft from 228,536 miles away?
Gravity lurks near some buttons.
Where's Buddha?
Buddha sits atop a ridge, meditating. The others join him. They gaze at Earth in the distance.
That will change your perspective forever. This is totally unreal.
This one's for my boy, Sasha.
Yo, dog. I hate to crash the party, but how are we gonna get home this time?
At mission control, Gravity pushes a red button.
Galactic canines!
Do you read me?
Does anyone else hear that?
Dogs? I think I hear an alien.
Dude, there's no alien.
It must be Mission Control. They know we're here.
I'm Gravity, Mission Commander's assistant.
Who are you, Dogling?
And how in the universe did you get on board the Vision 1?
I'm Dogmonaut Sputnik, Russian Space Agency. And these are the buddies. I got on at the Russian Space Station. These pups, they saved my life.
And we got on at Vision Headquarters. A field trip gone awry.
Dogs, listen. I can help you get back to Earth.
Dude, are we ever stoked to hear a voice from home?
The Vision 1 will be departing for Earth in 15
minutes and 32 seconds. So head back to the spaceship before
your oxygen is depleted and get ready for lunar liftoff.
The dogs start their trek back to the craft.
Until we get these puppies home safely, we keep this quiet, okay? I mean, I need full confidentiality on this. But if this story were to leak, it would spread like wildfire, and that would cause irreparable damage to Vision Enterprises.
Finkel's eyes narrow.
Guys, the dogs are going back on board.
Let's launch before they decide to go exploring again.
On board the craft, Buddha pulls off his helmet and runs to his seat. The other dogs climb up the ramp.
All right, people, we know the drill.
Boosters are a go, V1 is a go for lunar launch.
Buddha puts on the Vector glasses and taps the screen at his seat.
Bring home a souvenir.
A robot arm grabs a small moon rock. The arm folds up into the bottom of the Vision 1. In mission control.
Preparing to launch.
Ready to launch, sir.
We will be out of communication with you for approximately 12 minutes
while you circle the back side of the moon.
Vision 1 takes off. U-shaped metal bars hold the dogs safely in their seats. The nose of the spacecraft points straight up as it pulls away from the moon. In mission control.
All right, we're back in business. Now let's get these puppies safely home.
Outside, a reporter speaks into a microphone. At home, Sam watches the newscast.
We're live at Vision Enterprises,
where quite a furry tale is unfolding. It seems that five golden retriever puppies have been accidentally launched into space.
Mom?
The other kids watch.
Along with the bull terrier, they are going where no dog has gone before.
Five golden retrievers.
Reporters all over the world deliver the news. At a Mexican cafe, a chihuahua and a small dog wearing serapes watch TV. In England, the queen reads the news as her corgis sit nearby.
It is believed the pups rendezvoused with the Russian Dogmonaut at the long-thought-destroyed Russian Research Space Station.
Wow.
They've made history by being the first animals to walk on the moon.
The owners watch on a laptop. At his home, Sasha and his mom watch TV.
Sputnik.
TV vans surround Vision Enterprises.
You know, I have no idea how these guys could have gotten a hold of this.
Hackers these days. Probably got into the system and jacked our video feed. It's very off-putting.
Finkel stands with Wolfson in mission control as the craft heads home. the American puppy owners run up to a security guard outside the Vision Enterprises building.
Come on, guys.
Whoa. And where do you think you're going?
We're here to talk about our pups that you guys shot in space.
Absolutely no one gets through.
Then we'll go talk to the newsman instead.
Hang on a second! Dr. Finkel, I have a bunch of kids here claim the alleged puppies in space are their dogs. I thought you'd like to know. Yes, sir. Dr. Finkel would like to have a word with you. Follow me.
The kids follow the security guard. Finkel leads the kids into mission control.
Excuse me, Pi. I'd like to introduce you to the children whose lives you've ruined by launching their puppies up into space. As you can imagine, they're quite traumatized.
Sam extends his hand.
Pi, wow, it's an honor to meet you, sir. Buddha and I are your hugest fans. I'm sure he's thrilled to be on your ship.
Thank you. This is Gravity, my assistant. Kids, please be assured that we're doing everything in our power to bring your puppies home safely.
Hey, guys. I'm Slats. I'm the flight dynamics officer. That's Fido for short. Oh, and over there, that's Astro. She actually is the pilot of the Vision One. How cool is that, huh?
I'm Sam. My pup is Buddha. That's Pete. His bro is Mudbud. Bartleby's fella is Butterball, Billy's home pup is B-Dog, and Alice's BFF is Rosebud.
Slats, why don't you get them up to speed on the current plan?
Guys, come on over here, check this out, very cool.
As everyone else studies the monitor, Finkel inserts a USB key into the computer.
Okay, well, all the vital stats are on the big board, as we call it. The ETA is tomorrow morning at 1100... hours. That's 11 a.m.
Finkel directs the craft into the path of a meteor.
Well, this ought to ensure
this is a one-way trip.
Critical course error.
You see that right up there?
Current telemetry. Okay. Unsafe. Confirm change.
Dr. Finkel?
Yes. It's Finkel. Dr. Finkel. Yes, what is it?
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything.
Telemetry change.
You shouldn't concern yourself. You're just a child. Excuse me. Carl?
Yeah, me too.
Sam eyes Finkel with suspicion as he leaves with his assistant. In space, a meteor heads right for Vision One. On board the spacecraft, a warning light flashes.
What's that? It's just a meteor.
Just a meteor?
Oh, I thought our course was set to avoid the meteor shower.
I don't know, sir. Somehow the telemetry has been modified.
Well, looks like we're going to test our auto-avoidance system.
Engaging auto-avoidance system. Auto-avoidance system activated.
Buddies, you're right in the middle of a meteor shower.
Watching from a landing, Finkel and Carl smirk. In space, dozens of meteors whiz past Vision One. The craft spins around, dodging meteors. Pi's team watches the action on a monitor.
Oh no!
More meteors sail by. Vision One rolls over, then dips from side to side. Finally, the craft clears the meteor shower.
Okay, looks like we made it, people.
Buddies! Looks like you're in the clear.
That was close.
Collision alert. Collision alert.
A gigantic meteor heads right for Vision One. The spacecraft turns sideways, but the meteor smacks the hull as it zips past.
What was that?
Data communications terminated.
Go to backup.
Slats tries to engage the backup. A message flashes. Backup failure.
The backup is down as well, sir.
Gravity leans close to a microphone.
Buddies, the Vision One has
been struck by a meteor.
In mission control.
Sir, all our system tests confirm that the data communication antenna is damaged. All we have left is audio communication, and that doesn't help us at all.
And the only way to fix it is for an astronaut to do it externally.
Gravity stands at the communications console.
We're gonna need one of you to do a spacewalk to fix the damage. Without the data communication antenna, we can't control the ship from Earth. Roger that, Mission Control.
I should go. I've been in space the longest and know this stuff well.
Dude, if something happens to you, we're all doomed.
I'll do it. The sooner we get home, the sooner I'll get some food.
I was just gonna raise my paw, but you beat me to it, Doc.
As far as we can tell, all the functions of the Vision One are normal and the hull is intact, but its telemetry has been diverted and it's way off course and our re-entry angle is dangerously shallow.
The Vision One could skip off into the atmosphere and tumble out into space.
On the landing, Finkel and Carl wear evil smiles. Pi glances at Sam and the other kids. They wear sad and worried expressions.
For the sake of those five kids, we cannot give up. We can't.
Outside, a reporter faces a camera.
The puppies, along with their Russian comrade, are in great peril.
An unprecedented disaster has occurred aboard the Vision One. The spacecraft has been struck by a meteor.
The queen and her dogs watch a report.
The damage is repairable.
Oh, my goodness.
In Russia, Sasha and his family watch the news. Sasha cries. On the Vision One, Sputnik and the pups face Butterball, who wears a spacewalk suit and bubble helmet.
To control your movement, you have four small jets. Move your right hind leg, you go back. Move your left hind leg, you go forward. Wiggle your right front paw, you go left. Your left front paw, you go right. Look, you'll be tethered to the ship so you don't float off into outer space. Got it?
Which one is my left paw again?
We're doomed.
What? It's not my fault I'm dyslexic.
Just remember, your right back leg you lift to take a whizzo. Left back you use to scratch your tummy. Left front paw you use to beg for food. And the right front paw is for snacking.
Okay, scratch forward, whizzo equals backwards. Begging go right, and snacking go left. See? I got it.
The target is the data communications antenna. Place it back into position, and we should be able to control the ship again.
Butterball, did you eat all the bean burritos?
What can I say? I'm a nervous eater, and walking in space makes me especially nervous.
A door slides shut, sealing Butterball off from the other pups. Now, Butterball floats out into space. An air tube attaches to a bulky jetpack on his back and tethers him to the Vision One. The pup spins upside down. He gazes through his bubble helmet at Earth.
Oh, sweet mama. This is beautiful.
The jetpack fires and he turns right side up.
Butterball, can you read us?
Roger, Rosebud.
Okay, now gently move forward.
How do I do that again?
Scratch leg, dude. Scratch leg.
Oh, right.
The jetpack fires, and Butterball zooms forward.
Oh, this talk about scratching, and now I've got an itch.
Butterball, don't scratch.
But it's so itchy. If you scratch, you'll spin out of control. I can't help myself. Don't do it, dog.
Must scratch.
Butterball, no!
Oh, mama.
Butterball scratches his leg. The jetpack fires. He flies around in crazy circles.
No!
Ow!
He lands on the Vision One windshield.
In life, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield.
Did somebody catch the license plate on that UFO? Quit messing around, dude!
Go to the antenna.
Butterball pushes off of the windshield. He moves his back leg, but the jetpack does not fire.
Guys, we have a problem. It's not working.
You've got to be kidding, dog.
I swear. Cross my stomach and hope to starve.
The scratching episode used up all your fuel.
Now what are we gonna do?
I got it. Butterball just ate a dozen bean burritos, right?
Dude, this is no time to be cryptic.
We're gonna have to pull his paw. Dog, he'll be asphyxiated.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Buddha dashes to the front seat and scoots in beside B-Dog. He puts on the Vectra goggles.
Robot arm engaged.
The mechanical arm extends from beneath the ship. Buddha controls it.
Easy.
He guides it toward Butterball. The claw-like robot hand pulls Butterball's paw. The spacewalk suit puffs up.
Whoa, dudes!
Butterball, are you with us?
I don't know what you guys are always complaining about. It's really not that bad.
Okay, now the methane gas you just produced should give you enough fuel to fire up your jetpack.
Butterball, that little bit of fuel won't last. You have to fix the antenna.
Butterball moves his leg. His jetpack fires and he flies toward the broken antenna.
I see the problem.
Okay, what does it look like?
It kind of does a dog leg to the Wizzo size.
He means it's crooked to the right.
See if you can move it back into position.
Roger that.
Butterball shoves the antenna into position. In mission control, gravity watches communications flicker on the monitor.
Great news, everybody. Data communications has been restored to the ship.
Butterball, you should be proud.
Pi observes gravity chattering into the microphone. Pi glances at the restored monitor.
Data communication restored.
It's unbelievable.
She's back online.
Yeah! Finkel sneers, but claps politely.
Let's not celebrate too much yet. We still have a ship to get back on course, Slats.
Telemetry correction uplink underway, sir.
Firing thrusters. Course correction to 152.2 over 5. Vision 1, course correction confirmed, sir.
Okay, Slats. Find out how we could have gotten so far off course.
I don't know, sir. It doesn't make any sense. We were on course to avoid the meteor shower. The last printout showed us right on track. Look. Wait a minute. The log shows an adjustment made from the main terminal yesterday at 1949.
Finkel sneaks away.
Main terminal?
It was him!
Sam points at him.
Excuse me?
Finkel looks up with surprise.
Oh, please, you can't be serious. I don't think I would ever do such a thing.
Are you sure, Sam?
I saw him at the computer earlier. I knew he was up to something.
No, is that right? Pi, you can't believe him over me. He's an ignorant child.
Sam removes the USB key from the computer.
Okay, then what's this?
I don't know what that is. I've never seen that before.
It's your USB key, sir.
Please, Carl, don't speak.
Sorry, sir.
Pi frowns at Finkel. Scowling, Wolfson hurries to an intercom.
Security, can you give me playback yesterday, 1949 hours of the main terminal? Put it up on the mission control large screen. Oh, and security, you might want to join us.
That won't be necessary.
It's up on the big board now, sir.
Good. Fast forward this. Freeze frame. Good, now zoom in on that.
Footage shows Finkel typing at the control panel. Everyone glares at Finkel.
Darn. Carl!
He bolts.
Security! Take Dr. Finkel away.
Bye-bye, Dr. Finkel.
It's Finkel! Finkel!
Outside.
And faster than you can say fetch, it brings me great delight to tell you that this mission is back on track.
Clutching Sputnik's dog collar tightly, Sasha watches the news. He smiles and hugs his mother. Vision 1 cruises in space. On board, Butterball stares at the packet of broccoli.
I have never been so hungry. I think I might actually have to eat that broccoli to stay alive.
Butterball!
Butterball rips into the broccoli packet and slurps up the mushy green food.
Oh, this is good.
He licks the floor.
Mm. Oh, dude, I can't believe you ate the whole thing. Well, I always said I'd eat broccoli when puppies fly.
In mission control, Sam squints at the screen.
Excuse me? Mr. Slatser?
Yeah?
What's that approaching to Vision 1?
A pod spins toward the spacecraft. On the Vision 1.
Oh, snap! It just doesn't stop!
In mission control.
Unidentified object approaching Vision 1.
Whatever it is, it's on a collision course with our spaceship. Take evasive action, stat!
Okay.
Yuri mans the spinning pod. It heads toward the pups.
It's the Cosmopod! Yuri!
He's gonna crash into us!
Sputnik activates the restraints, and the seatbelt bars slide over the dogs. Astro maneuvers the Vision 1 away from the Cosmopod. Yuri puts on a communications headset.
Is that Yuri? He
must have had an escape pod.
My cosmopod is not irresponsible!
Slats, any ideas?
Negative, sir. The Russian pod's out of control. It's entering the atmosphere at a dangerous entry level at high speed. It's pretty much an impossible rescue, sir.
Yuri will burn up if you don't change his trajectory.
Sputnik puts on goggles.
I'm taking over.
Whoa, I've lost control.
I'm going to have to nudge the cosmopod to change its course.
Let's do it, dude. I mean, comrade.
Hang on!
Sputnik flies the Vision 1 underneath the cosmopod, gently bumping into it. In mission control, Gravity stands by at the microphone.
All right, we've made the contact.
It's crucial you level off the cosmopod at 30 degrees.
Give me a countdown on re-entry. I'll pull up at the last second.
In 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, activate thrusters!
The thrusters fire, and the Vision 1 zooms away. The pod plummets toward Earth.
How did they know to level off the Russian escape pod to those exact coordinates?
Pi glances at Gravity, still at the microphone. The pod spins as it enters the atmosphere, leaving a smoky trail. On board the Vision 1.
You guys ready to go home?
Yo, dog, I was born ready.
All right, my friends. I'm relinquishing controls.
Sputnik takes off the goggles.
Remote activated.
Hey, I've got control back.
Oh. Pi looks over Astro's shoulder.
Let's bring this puppy home. Puppies, that is.
The re-entry sequence in 3, 2, 1.
The Vision 1 glows as it enters the atmosphere. At mission control, a message flashes on the monitor. Temporary communication loss.
We've lost him in the blackout zone. We won't have a visual for T-minus 4 minutes.
The mission control team waits nervously. The kids sink back into their seats.
It's out of our hands. Now, can't do anything but hope for the best.
Sam and Billy wear worried looks. Bartleby shakes his head and Alice sighs. Pete's eyes glisten. Gravity waits by the microphone. Outside with the reporter.
The spacecraft has re-entered the atmosphere and is now hurtling mercilessly towards Earth.
Communication is now in the blackout zone.
The Queen and her dogs watch the news. In Mexico, several small dogs stare at a TV.
All of us here at Channel 4 Fernfield, along with the world, collectively hold our breath as we watch anxiously, awaiting a sign from the sky that the puppies, our space heroes, have survived the fiery re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. All we can do is pray.
In Russia, Sasha gazes out the window at the Sputnik statue.
Please protect Sputnik and his friends.
In mission control, new data streams on the monitor. Vision 1 soars through a layer of clouds.
Re-entry successful.
Okay, we have visual, people!
Buddies, we did it!
In mission control, everyone cheers. In Vision 1, B-Dog looks around.
See? Space travel ain't nothing. What was that?
That was a sonic boom. We just broke the sound barrier.
I knew that. I was just joshing you, dog.
The craft glides over buildings toward a runway.
Good job, Astro.
Astro guides the Vision 1 in for a landing. Outside with the reporter.
They made it! They made it! Yes, they made it!
They've done it!
Charlie, good, bravo, bravo!
The Queen and her dogs celebrate. In the Mexican cafe, a dozen little dogs wag their tails. The owner puts on a sombrero and dances around. In the Vision 1. In mission control, Slats and Astro hug. Pi leans close to Gravity, the ferret.
I have a feeling. You and your furry friends had more to do with this mission's success than we will ever know. Come on. Come on.
Gravity wiggles into Pi's sleeve and peeks out his jacket pocket.
Come on, kids. Let's go greet the new heroes.
Let's go.
On the tarmac, emergency vehicles pull up next to the Vision 1. The craft's door opens and the dogs trot down the ramp. A Vision Enterprises truck parks next to a fire truck and Pi steps out. He leans over and Gravity pops out of his sleeve.
Here you go, Gravity. Greet your new friends.
The ferret scurries over to the dogs. The pups line up side by side.
Welcome home, buddies. Sputnik, that was some fancy seat-of-the-pants aviation you demonstrated.
Whoa, you're a ferret.
Yo, dog, you mean to tell me we had a rodent as our flight director?
Hey, I'm not a rodent. I'm related to the Mustela family of mammals, which includes minks and skunks.
Hey, I'm told I'm related to skunks, too.
We couldn't have made it home without your help, Gravity. Thank you, comrade.
A van pulls up and the kids step out of it. Sputnik hangs back as the other pups run over to their owners. Sam bows to Buddha. Butterball licks Bartleby's face. Pete and Alice hug their dogs. Billy grins. Gravity looks at Sputnik.
Oh, and one last thing. It seems a boy named Sasha is trying to contact you.
Really?
He's been waiting for you.
In a field, smoke rises from the cosmopod. Yuri stumbles around.
Where am I?
A tank rolls toward him. A soldier hurries over and Yuri hugs him.
Cocktail, how are you? It's nice to see you. I come from space. How are you?
Now, a majorette leads a parade. A band marches behind her as she twirls a baton. People in the crowd hold blue and white balloons. Some wave small American flags. The kids and their dogs ride in a white convertible. More convertibles transport the mission control team. White streamers rain down on the parade. Rosebud wears a pink outfit.
This is more like it. I feel much prettier in pink.
The band steps up onto a platform decorated with red, white, and blue bunting. The kids in the mission control team sit in chairs in the middle of the platform. Behind them, a banner hanging on the town hall reads, "Welcome home, Space Buddies." Pi steps up to the microphone and signals to the band to cut the music. He holds a box containing 5 sets of silver wings.
Welcome, thank you. Thank you for being here. I would like to present wings, the symbol of true heroism in space, to our dogmanos. Here they are, Space Buddies.
The pups sit in a row on a raised platform. Pi pins a silver wing on each dog's spacesuit. The words Space Buddies appear on each wing.
Well, congratulations. And be dog gracious. And good
luck. I'm gonna miss Sputnik.
Sputnik is now officially part of my entourage.
I'll never forget, he taught me to eat my vegetables.
He was a rad comrade.
He'll have a space in our hearts forever.
In Russia, snow falls as a small group gathers at the foot of the Sputnik statue. Wearing his knit hat and jacket, Sasha waits nervously as a shiny black car pulls up. He grins with excitement as the chauffeur opens the back door. Sputnik hops out and races up the snowy driveway. The others applaud as Sasha hugs his dog.
I always dreamt I'd hold you in my arms again.
Sasha fastens a collar around Sputnik's neck. A red star-shaped tag dangles from the collar. Nighttime. At Sam's house, Buddha and Sam sit on the deck staring up at the full moon. Buddha putters into the house, then comes back out holding the moon rock in his teeth. He gives the gray pockmarked rock to Sam.
Whoa.
from the moon? I got to touch the moon too. I guess dreams really do come true.
Wagging his tail, Buddha climbs onto Sam's lap and licks his face. At Sasha's house, Sputnik stares out the window at the moon.
I fulfilled my dream of being the first dogmonaut to walk on the moon. But in returning home, I realized it is the journey and the new friendships I made that matter the most.
The full moon fills our view. Words appear. The end.
It's such a fine and natural sight.